Robbie, bit of a chaotic start, but very chaotic at times, but ultimately an emphatic win for your side. How do you sum that up?
Yeah, it was good. We created a lot of chances. We probably should have scored more. But all in all, it was a decent effort considering that we probably did enough to win on Saturday but didn't take our chances. So it was good to see some goals in the net.
Oh, like you said, that result on Saturday, 1-1. Was there anything that surprised you about Canberra that maybe you didn't know leading into that Saturday game that you were able to rework for tonight to get such an emphatic result?
Not really. I mean, we created plenty of chances on Saturday. Probably not as clear-cut as the ones tonight, but, you know, on another day, we probably would have scored 2 or 3 on Saturday. So we sort of knew that tonight was going to be something similar. We just, the emphasis was just making sure we'd just try and be clinical in front of goal. And we said we want to try and keep a clean sheet. We weren't able to do that. But for, you know, about 93 minutes we did, because we conceded in the first minute. So, yeah, we're sort of getting back to the team we were probably 6 or 7 weeks ago.
That first goal that came in, that did come in the first minute. Like you said, the rest of the display was a good defensive effort. Are you disappointed about the fact that you are missing out on a clean sheet simply because of one moment very, very early in the match?
It is disappointing, considering that we had the kickoff and we stuffed that up. So usually when we kick off, we end up in the opposition half. But for some reason, for our kickoff, we ended up defending. And then, yeah, that's what happens when you can't execute some of the simple things in the game.
It didn't take you long to get yourselves back into the game. Were you pleased with your action, at least, that you saw from your side?
Oh, yeah, 100%. I mean, if you're going to concede a goal when it's nil all, it's better to concede it after 1 minute than 89 minutes. So at least that gives you time to get back in the game. And, yeah, I think, you know, the second half, we could have probably scored another 2 or 3, which would have really been good for the goal difference. But the 3 points is the most important thing.
Two of your goal scorers, their opening accounts for the season. Ella Buchanan on her starting debut. McComsky gets all scoring her first goal of the season. Just a word on them too as well.
Yeah, well, Mac has come back into the team. She's a really good defender for us. We've worked a lot on our set plays in the last couple of weeks, in particular. So it was good to see that scoring from a corner or a set play. And Ella, it was good to see her. She had a chance on Saturday to score, and the keeper made a good save. So it was good to see that she was able to redeem herself today.
And Holly Caspers as well, someone who's had a real breakout season on a very upwards trajectory, getting a double tonight. Anything you can say about her, because she's playing absolutely fantastic right now?
Yeah, she didn't play on Saturday because she's had a couple of niggles with her knee and her heel. So we gave her a bit of a break because of the 3 games in 7 days. So good to see her scoring a couple of goals. And we scored goals without Sophie today. Sophie rolled her ankle in the game last week, so we wanted to just be on the safe side with her. So hopefully she'll be back on Saturday. Yeah, so we're not a one-trick pony in terms of goal scorers. I think we've sort of proven that. But yeah, it was good to see 2 or 3 different goal scorers today, yeah.
Sophie Harding obviously wasn't playing today. Still have an emphatic attacking display without her. 4 goals on the score sheet. Does that speak to the character in your side that other players are able to lift up when your top goal scorer is absent as well?
Yeah, I think she was disappointed that she wasn't playing. But it was an opportunity for other people to sort of get into the team. And it was a good opportunity for the team to show a different, if you like, dynamic about our play. Whenever new people come in and bring different qualities to the team, the dynamic's going to change and the style will, you know, slightly alter. So that was good to see. I thought Talia did really well in the first half. She made some really good forward runs from midfield. If we had have played her in, she might have even got on the score sheet as well. So I thought it was a good, solid all-round performance, to be honest.
You're 3 points now, clear in 6. That's your game in hand done. You've kind of solidified, for the meantime at least, that finals place. Can fans start dreaming now?
Look, yeah, with 3 games left, I think we probably need to at least get another 4 points. for us to be, you know, I think really safe, because as you've seen this year, any team can beat any other team on the day. So it's not done and dusted yet, but we've got our destiny in our own hands. So at the start of the season, when we lost the first couple of games and drew against Newcastle and then lost to Melbourne City, you know, after four games, I think we're either bottom or second bottom of the league. If you had have said then, listen, you know, come towards the end of the season, if you were playing the last three games and all you needed to do was just win one or two of those games to be guaranteed a final spot, you would have taken that any day of the week, yeah.
And considering we came into, obviously Wanderers haven't been in the finals for a little while, you've come in, you've kind of rejuvenated this club. Even if, let's just say, worst case scenario, do miss out on it, you're still pleased with your effort and the effort of this side this season?
I mean, everyone, when you start a season, the goal is to try and make the finals. Look, a couple of months ago, we had higher ambitions to try and finish a lot higher up in the league table. Our downfall has been against the weaker teams, the teams that are below us on the table. So that's the first win against the team that's below us on the table. So we've put ourselves behind the eight ball because we haven't been able to beat those type of teams. Against the good teams, we seem to get up for those, and we roll the sleeves up, we get stuck in, we like being the underdog. But against teams that we should be playing better against and beaten, and like tonight, we just haven't quite got that ruthless edge yet. We've got a lot of young players. That'll develop over time. And in good teams, champion teams, they need to be able to really punish teams that need to be punished. And we haven't done that this year, but we've done well against the good teams.
Perfect, thank you. Holly, how do you sum up what was, especially at times, a chaotic night?
Yeah, it was, especially at the start of the game, it was very fast-paced. The ball was moving quick, runs were quick. And Canberra got an early goal, but I think the way we responded was so good, where we didn't drop our heads. We knew we were still in the game and we could still get the lead. And, yeah, it's so nice to get a win, but a big win as well. You know, we haven't had the best results in the past couple games, so I think it's a really big confidence boost for the team. And, yeah, I mean, you got to love winning, so it's been really good.
For yourself, a brace tonight, how do you rate your performance?
Yeah, I'm pretty happy. I've had a bit of a dodgy knee the past couple of days, so I didn't play last week on Saturday, which is pretty disappointing, but coming out here, knee's feeling really good, so very, very happy with that. Picked up an assist as well, which brings me to the top, which is quite nice, liking that. But I think, like, you know, it's not an individual game, it's such a team game, and if I don't have the people around me serving me, I can't get that brace or the assists or anything. So as much as I'm happy for the results for me individually, I'm more happy for the team and the performance we all put in.
Speaking of the team performance, you had to put that attacking output out without your top goal scorer this season. How was having to try and rejuvenate without the person who's been spearheading your attack? And do you kind of feel that you could step up in that place as well?
Yeah, so Sophie's just, she's a superstar, and we definitely felt we missed her tonight, but I also think we adapted and we show that we have other ways that we can play our game. And I think the team did really well. You know, we hope Sophie's back next weekend, because I think that speed up the front and her ability getting behind and her strength is really, really valuable for our team. But it shows that, you know, we can play multiple ways, and, you know, we got the job done, which is what we want.
Speaking of that attacking quartet, Ella Buchanan got her first goal of the season. Someone that's kind of come in late, what have you made of her impact on the side and just the team's dynamic altogether?
Yeah, she was training on with us sort of majority of the season, or she came in a couple weeks into the season. And then she got an injury replacement contract, and she's just hit the ground running. You know, it's not easy having your first start as well. Like, I know she had her first start last week on Saturday, and it is nerve-wracking. I remember when I first started, you're very, very nervous, but she's come in and she's just slotted in really well with the team, gelled really well. She's such a lovely person, and she's a very good defensive and attacker player, and I think that's what we need in our midfield as well. So yeah, she's done really well coming in.
What was going through your mind when Canberra opened the scoring after 55 seconds?
Oh my god, head in my hands. I was like, oh no, you've got to be joking. But Canberra have a really strong front line. You know, Michelle Heyman at the front as well, she's clinical in front, and so we were able to keep her out on Saturday last week, but you know, she's slippery, so she got through. But yeah, I think, again, like I said, the way our team turned around and the way that we didn't, you know, let our heads get down and we had a lot of resilience, I think was really showed tonight.
And just for yourself to be the player that did get you guys back in the side, even if it was only 3 minutes later.
Yeah, that was good. I don't often score headers. I don't really enjoy headering the ball. So, I mean, Talia Yunus, what a great young player she is, and picking up an assist tonight as well. Like, she's, yeah, come on and off the bench, starting a few games, hasn't started, but when she has started, she's really made an impact, and I think tonight has been one of her best games. And, yeah, really proud of her, happy for her, and, yeah, she keeps delivering like that to me in the corner, she can keep playing.
You're 3 points clear in six now. Obviously, that's your game in hand done, though. You're pretty much in touching distance of finals. Can fans start to dream about it?
Oh, I want to say yes, but I also think that finals is a goal. It's not our end goal, but we have a long way to go. You know, we've still got three really important games ahead of us, and our focus needs to be on those each week. Yes, we're in the top six now, but we haven't made finals. Finals won't be determined until our game at Wellington. So we, yeah, need to keep our heads level and keep being ruthless in games, and we need to keep winning.
And just as a side note, there was a bit of banter in the lead up to the Sydney Derby about you and your sister. Do you think your parents are proud of that effort tonight?
Yeah, I think mum and dad are pretty happy. You know, missed out on Mads playing in the Sydney Derby, but you know, I think we need to make finals then to go up against her. So yeah, she's currently in Uzbekistan. She's doing very well. She's actually started playing tonight, I think. And yeah, I think, yeah, mum and dad proud, but we'll have to resettle it if we make finals and when we do.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Cody.